ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, it's been obviously a huge week where our politicians have also been held to account when it comes to domestic violence and various other issues as well. David Spears is the host of Insiders, Samantha Maiden, the national political editor for news.com.au. Hi to both of you.
Morning.
Morning.
The issue around violence against women has dominated the news this week. But we've also seen the face of Nanette Simons, who's a 73-year-old woman, bashed in her own home in Perth during a violent home invasion, apparently by a former immigration detainee released after last year's High Court decision. Now, this morning, the Prime Minister has spoken on this. Tell me what's happened, David.
Yeah, quite a shift from Anthony Albanese's in his tone this morning. All week he's been, when asked about this, including on your program just yesterday, PK, he's refused to go into any details on the grounds that this is a matter before the courts. And yes, while the violent home invasion and the alleged involvement of this former immigration detainee in that invasion and the bashing of Nanette Simons is a matter before the courts, all that happened before that is not, including the decision separately by a court in February by a magistrate to release him on bail when there was an alleged curfew breach of his visa conditions. The Commonwealth prosecutor did not oppose bail, but this morning the Prime Minister has said that if it was up to him, he would not have been granted bail, that that decision lacked common sense. Then we also know that sometime after that, the decision was taken to remove his ankle bracelet by the Community Safety Board. This is a board of experts that the government has handpicked to monitor this cohort of 150-odd immigration detainees and to keep the community safe, as the name suggests. They decided, for some reason, to take the ankle bracelet off this man. The Prime Minister has this morning said that that was the wrong decision as well. This is the first public rebuke, first public criticism of the Community Safety Board by anyone in the government, but from the Prime Minister, no less. He was asked about the fate of his ministers and, interestingly, wouldn't rush in a defence of the two ministers here, Claire O'Neill, the Home Affairs Minister, and Andrew Giles, the Immigration Minister. But he is now critical of what the Community Safety Board did in this regard. He says they're independent, but clearly, as I say, they were put in their positions by the government. I think all week this has been such a damaging issue for the government. There was obviously a realisation that he had to change his tone, his language on this, and shift the language to be more in line with the community sentiment on this, which is it's very hard to understand why that ankle bracelet was removed, why the community was left at risk.
Yeah, absolutely. Strange when asked just yesterday, Sam, that realisation wasn't there. There was a pretty formulaic answer given. Why has the government allowed itself to kind of answer in this way until now?
Well, because I think they're pretty slow on the uptake, and I think that it is dawning on them that, unsurprisingly, the face of that Perth grandmother, Nanette, which is devastating and incredibly traumatic to look at, is being put up as the face of their immigration detention policy. That's the reality. And this is an area which, you know, Peter Dutton knows intimately, and he's politically adept at, dealing with this issue. And putting politics aside, it's completely reasonable that people are outraged and shocked and disturbed by this. So I think that, the Prime Minister, I think, is coming to the realisation that he has to actually step up to the plate and have something to say about this.
I just want, in the last couple of minutes we have together, to talk about something we put a big focus on, which is the announcements around a program to help women leave violent relationships expanded by the federal government. Sam, to you first. Yesterday the Prime Minister told me, this is not job done. Do they get how big this is and how much focus they have to give to it? There is an Attorney General's meeting today to look at the law reform elements. Where is this going?
Well, I'm sure that they get how big a problem it is. And I think that, Katy Gallagher is very invested in this issue and a range of other people in the government. The question is whether they've got the right policies. And I think that this is a endemic problem in the Australian community. And I was very interested in what some of your previous people that you were speaking to, particularly that gentleman who had been involved in the court system in relation to domestic violence, because instinctively I think it is common sense that a lot of it comes down to poor emotional regulation. And I think what we see in terms of a lot of these issues, not in all cases, but in some cases, there is a generational violence aspect to this. And so people that have experienced trauma as a child, for whatever reason, particularly those that have experienced domestic violence, I'm not saying that they're destined to repeat it. Of course they're not, but in some cases they do. And in some cases, those traumatic experiences as a child means that they're not well regulated emotionally. In some cases, there is a generational history of women that have grown up in domestic violence situations choosing partners that repeat those same patterns. And that's something very interesting to address. I mean, Waleed Ali is in a really interesting column today in Fairfax Papers addressing this idea of, you know, is it just about respect for women, questioning that argument? Like, is the continuum, does it begin with a sexist joke? Does it end with a woman getting bashed? Now, he has a view that is controversial, that not everyone will agree with, that you shouldn't basically bundle up all the men that are doing the right thing with the men that are doing the wrong thing. And I think it's a very interesting debate to have, because it's not clear that everything is working. And I think there does, you know, it's hard to avoid, though, the conclusion of the recent week's debate that there needs to be more to be done aggressively to target high-risk offenders, whether that is ankle bracelets, whether that is greater putting a watch on them. But I think that you can only look at the statistics and say, like a whole bunch of other problems in Australian society, we're throwing a lot of money at it and the dial isn't moving. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting the policies right.
That's right. David, who's your guest on Sunday?
Katie Gallagher, the minister of the moment, minister for women, minister for finance as well. There is a budget coming up. You might have noticed as well.
She's the minister for some pretty important areas, that's for sure. Yeah. Thanks to both of you. A good conversation.
Thank you.
David Spears, host of Insiders. Samantha Maiden, the national political editor for news.com.au.